As part of a Hope and Healing project, StoryCorps spent time recording conversations at hospitals across Utah. These stories reveal the courage and resiliency of the human spirit. Interviews are provided, courtesy of StoryCorps. Michelle Evans and Shannon Tripp, mother and daughter, found very different paths to the nursing careers they love. Through everything, through the very rock bottom, you can still find gratitude and hope.
Somebody was born and you took me to the hospital, and it was back in the olden days where you could see all the babies lined up in the nursery. I asked you, who is that in that chair holding that baby? That's what I want to do when I grow up. And I remember you saying, that's a nurse. And I thought, okay, that's what I want to do. That's what I want to be. I just want to go and I want to take care of babies through the rest of my life.
You were always the little mother that wanted to take care of everyone. I wanted to be a nurse also at a young age, but I chose a little different path.
You had your own babies.
I had my own babies to hold. It took me a while. It wasn't until I believe I was around 48 years old when I went back to nursing school, and I was able to do it through the support and love and help and more help and more help and encouragement of my children. And you, Shannon, were a huge part of that.
We talk nearly every day, every night we get off a shift about our job here at the hospital. What do you think about that?
I think that you and I have an amazing relationship and situation that is so unique to others, because there's a lot of people, a lot of coworkers I can talk to, but to be able to call my daughter as I'm driving home from work and you can help me out through situations that no other person could. It may be the same with you. I know that you have seen a lot of tragedy working in the ED, and some of the stories I've heard you relate to me have been ones that have really influenced my thinking as I watch parents sit in rooms.
Yeah, gratitude is always available to us.
It is.
Like through it everything, is. Through the very rock bottom, you can still find gratitude and hope. And that is something that we've both very much been taught from our jobs. I do remember I saw the love that this man had for his wife and his children, who he just lost in a car accident. And I was taking care of the only little girl that survived. It was late at night, and I saw that the lights were on in the room. I went in to check on them, and he was just sitting over his daughter's bed, just weeping, and tears were falling all over her. And I just mustered up all the courage I had to pull up a chair next to him and ask him if I could do anything. And he just very quietly and gracefully asked me if I could teach him how to braid her hair. And the reason that was so touching for me is because I saw him going through his whole life from the tragedy that just happened and what the days and the weeks and the months were going to be after that. He no longer had a wife to braid her hair. He no longer had other kids. It was just him and that little girl, and he was thinking it all out. And it gave me such a beautiful perspective on the connections we have and the little details of our life, how that is sometimes the most beautiful things of our life, is sitting with your child and having a good conversation and braiding their hair and making them feel pretty for the day.
To see and listen to how you handle those situations is just amazing to me. And I just couldn't be more proud of who you are, and I know you're a pretty amazing nurse.
That's sweet of you, Mama.
That was mother and daughter nurses Michelle Evans and Shannon Tripp. Their story and other segments of the StoryCorps Hope and Healing Project on Utah Public Radio can be heard online at upr.org.